Are you running on empty?
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin, and we're The Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology-related questions.
Wednesday afternoon, Kev, 12:30. It's time for some phone calls here. 395-1450 is the phone number. You're always welcome to email us as well.
Yep, and that's computerguys at whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at a computer, go ahead and send us an email. Again, it's computerguys at whtc.com, and we'll do our best to get to it on the show.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start out with a phone call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guy. Nope, nobody's there. Well, that's give
funny,
us a call.
Funny joke, Dave. That was funny.
Oh, it was blinking away at me here.
Yeah. Get me all excited about a phone call and see what happens. Look at that.
395-1450. Give us a call if you're listening. We'd be happy to help you out with your computer and technology-related questions.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking it's cold, snowy, nasty. It's a great day to be sitting inside listening to the radio.
Absolutely.
I don't know where else you'd want to be.
Or you could be streaming live at WHTC.com listening to the computer guys today. We are streaming live on there.
Okay.
You know, hop on with your computer. Let's take this call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Yesterday you were. Anyway, the reason why I'm calling is my computer is really slow. Turn it on, and it takes at least 5 minutes to get to where you want to be to check your email or get on the internet.
Sure.
What do I do?
Well, how new is your computer?
I have Windows XP.
Okay. So at least a couple years old.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ancient.
Okay. Have you installed any new software or hardware recently? Any new antivirus or security software or anything else?
I did install AVG.
Okay.
Not that long ago.
Was it considerably slower after installing that? I don't know if you remember.
No, it was slow before that.
Okay. Yeah, this...
It's annoying.
This kind of happens over time. You know, if your system's a couple years old, have you ever any upgrades to your computer at all?
No.
No. You know, you install more and more software, and you kind of start using it for all those things and customizing it the way you will, and over time, it just starts to slow down. A couple ways you can help compensate. The easiest thing to do first is to take out any programs that are running when your computer starts that don't need to be.
Okay.
A couple ways to find that. Down in the bottom right-hand corner by your clock, you'll see a lot of little icons there. And if you kind of hold your mouse over that, it'll tell you exactly what it is. If that's something you know you don't need, like if it's an instant messaging program that you don't need to load automatically, if you right-click on that, it'll bring up an options or preferences menu. And in one of those settings, it'll say, don't run this on startup.
Okay.
That's a great way to help speed things up. Because what it is it's just there's more and more things actually loading when you ask your computer to start up than there were, you know, when you bought it.
Okay.
And the other thing you can do is, this won't help your startup a whole lot, but if you put in some additional RAM, that will help your computer be faster once it's up and running.
Okay.
When you're running multiple programs, if you double kind of what's in your system right now, and that's actually like a piece of hardware that you put in, but that'll help speed things up as well.
Okay.
So a couple things to try. You know, there are other ways to get rid of any startup programs from the start menu. Like if you go into, you click on the Windows icon and you go to the All Programs, there's a folder called Startup.
Okay.
In there, you will also see a handful of programs that run when you start your computer. If you know you don't need those, then you can go ahead and clear those out and see if that doesn't make a difference. Beyond that, you might have to have somebody to just take a look at it and say, what else can I get rid of? Because there is a lot of stuff that isn't easy to disable that can be done to help speed up your system on startup.
Okay. Alrighty, I will check that out then.
Great, thanks for your call.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
It is frustrating, Kev, when you get the computer new and it's fast and speeding along, and a couple years later, one of the other things, too, that will definitely slow a computer down on startup is all-in-one printers.
Mm-hmm. The drivers that go with those are rather large, and they try and make it really easy for you to scan, to print, to copy, anything you'd like to do. But as such, to make it that easy, they have to load a lot of software. So that or any other firewall or security software that you might be running can make a difference. AVG doesn't slow things down a whole lot. It's not real resource intensive, so don't think that's a problem. But the other option is to, you know, basically reformat and reinstall your operating system and bring your data back on. Get your computer back to like it was when it was new. One other option for you.
Got another call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. This is Ron calling.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
I was just wanting a general question. What is the most common problem you get or question you get from a person or a family about their computer, you know, trouble-wise or that? I know there's a lot of families out there that have computers, and sometimes the parents don't use them as much as the children or family members and this and that, but... You know, maybe what's the most common thing that happens, and how can we keep away from that? Thanks a lot, guys, and happy holidays.
Hey, sure. Thank you.
Well, that is a good question. What is the most common question for families that we get?
We get, of course, like the security ones for the parents.
Yeah, security is probably one of the best, one of the biggest ones.
Want to prevent either getting spyware, let's say they've had a spyware or virus infection, keeping that from happening again, to controlling the content on the internet. That's a question. And really, like the last caller talked about, slow. It's just slow, you know. And often that comes as a result of something that's been installed, either intentionally or unintentionally, by one of the kids or one of the other family members. Often it's, you know, it's not something that was done maliciously. It's just they didn't know what they were clicking on when they said yes to it.
And depending on the, for the first question, as far as security, that type of thing goes, you know, if you're just looking to keep spyware and adware type problems off the computer, Norton Antivirus is a great program that's a paid subscription. If you're looking for something free, which offers a decent level of protection, is AVG.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a lot of times people will ask, well, what about, you know, keeping...
well, that was for viruses.
For viruses.
In particular. And then because you mentioned for spyware and adware. That's
right.
For that, we recommend what's called Spy Sweeper.
Or actually on Vista, you know, even the built-in Windows
Defender
software does a decent job.
It does a decent job. Windows Vista does seem to be more secure. That's assuming you don't ignore all those pop-ups and everything that they try and warn you about. I know everybody's annoyed by it, but the fact is it does work. So that's been a good thing. It's cut down. It's just less vulnerable in general. So,
but then the third question would be, or to go along with that, the third part of that first question is... And there's not a great answer for this one as far as what about protection, you know, if we want to filter websites or that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a variety of programs. One that we've actually gotten a lot of good response from is the one that Dave Ramsey recommends.
Yeah, Be Safe.
Be Safe Online.
Yep. The other one that seems to be doing pretty well is NetNanny. That does seem to get pretty good results and has some basically like password protected areas where you set up different user accounts and that user logs in and has... the set of permissions that's given.
And even on Windows Vista, you can actually set, they do have some parental controls and mm-hmm. time that you can use the computer for the user accounts.
Yep.
Which I've played around with a little bit, and it the lockout portion is nice. I mean, if you have it set where it locks out at 9 o'clock, it kicks out whoever's on that account.
Yep.
But as far as the content filtering, it's a little overly aggressive.
Which I think most people would... say they would rather err in that direction. So yep. In that case, it does seem to work pretty well. I know that Mac also, I think after versions 10.4 and on, and I'm assuming that it will be a part of everything else that they release, also has a parental controls built in. So that's out there for both platforms.
One of the other questions is, why do my kids know so much more about the computer than I do?
That's a little frustrating.
Yeah.
Let's see how that would happen.
You know, the parents, they're the ones who buy it and the ones who are hopefully trying to maintain it and take care of everything. But, you know, the kids are on computers so early now in school.
Yep.
That they know a lot more about it than their parents do. So,
yeah.
Dev, here's a news story. This is actually from last week, Tuesday, November 11. Google is launching a new tool that will help federal officials track sickness. It's a product called Flu Trends. It uses search terms that people put into the web giant to figure out where influenza is heating up and will notify the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in real time. So if you're on your computer and you do a little search for some of the symptoms of flu, that will be reporting that information. So they're going to hopefully be able to track some of that stuff. So it's kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
I don't know that I've necessarily ever searched on the...
flu?
Flu.
Not yet.
But I guess if I had it, I don't know, I'd probably be too sick to even go on the computer.
Oh, there,
but for those who are...
right.
Well, when you're sick, then you really want to be...
If you're really sick,
you'd just be taking a nap.
Even reading is a bit of a stretch when you're really sick. Yeah. You're like, I can't do it.
Sit there and stare at the wall.
Yep.
So, Google is trying to predict the flu with their new Google Flu Trends. So, that kind of interesting. I wonder if they picked up on that with Hope College.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if that was flu-related. That was something else, wasn't it?
Well, they had flu-like symptoms.
You could say that about anything.
Well, yeah.
Flu's that kind of generic catch-all.
Yep.
But touching on that, is Google getting too big for its internet britches? Maybe not. People are concerned that the growing power of popular search site is causing some people to have concerns. And essentially, that's just about what are they doing with all this information? And this is one thing, and yes, they've disclosed that. There's lots of other things going on that they're doing with your search terms that they don't disclose. They use for their own purposes. And, you know, by using their search, you're kind of consenting to them being able to do that. So just beware of that.
Well, and, you know, I mean,
who knows what they're doing with your data?
Originally, their intention was to develop a company that, first of all, did no evil. And second of all, it
indexed the world's information.
And so, indexing this terms for flu, you know, that's definitely a worthwhile thing, I would imagine.
Sure. You're
trying to track that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and we were talking about it, like, in terms of, you know, when they come out with the flu vaccine, it's an educated guess, basically, as to, like, the strain of flu that it's going to be popular. In some years, they get it right on, and some years they're off, and the vaccine's a little less effective. But maybe this would fall into that, as sort of being able to track the strains of flu, and who knows, this information could be used for, you know, for great purposes. So,
well, Kev,
we'll just hope they do.
Yep, this story is actually from last week as well. We had a ton of calls last week and couldn't get to some of these, but if you like to be out looking for gadgets and everything, one of the most popular places to go is obviously Circuit City. And if you haven't heard already, they're filing for bankruptcy under the Chapter 11. So, just to give us a show in electronics, as much as people buy them, say what you will one way or the other about Circuit City, but it certainly reflects the state that we're in now. Especially, yep. You know, I don't know that this is necessarily a cause for it, but the prices of computers has come down significantly, continues to. And it'll be interesting to see with the holiday season, Christmas coming up here, how many people, I mean, iPods, computers, technology, all that stuff is extremely popular around Christmas. So just kind of an interesting note there.
Interesting.
And who was the other one that went completely out of business a couple years ago? That was it CompUSA?
Yep. Well, they started closing a whole bunch of their stores, and I think they did end up closing up nationwide.
I'm pretty sure that.
Well, let's go see.
Although, you know, I don't know if I'd ever even been to one.
Oh, see, CompUSA, the great part about that is before all the rebate frenzy that everybody started doing, CompUSA was like the original rebate place where
you get rebates.
Stuff free after rebate. Half the time, I don't think you actually would get it.
Remember when we did that story a couple years ago here on the Computer Guys, you know, about one of the places that was processing rebates?
CompUSA.
And they threw them all in the garbage. But they were for like $1 or $2 each, you know.
Okay, so it looks like CompUSA, it says the all-new CompUSA.com, and it looks like they still have a handful of stores. So they're still around. 23 U.S. stores to serve you. None in Michigan.
But the Circuit City story, Kev, kind of leads to Best Buy warned of lower than expected revenue. In October, their sales fell almost 8%. So people are cutting back on computers.
On everything.
And technology spending.
On everything. Hey, this is interesting. You might want a chance to go here. Dave, the Oprah store is on the web here. Here's your chance to buy Oprah, to say bye to Oprah. That's B-U-Y, as in the purchasing stuff she likes for the first time. Some of the wares offered in the Oprah store in Chicago, which I know you're a big fan of, you go there almost every week, they're being offered online. So the site has been used to sell keychains, T-shirts, but now its product lineup has been expanded to hundreds of items. For those who really are into Oprah, there's a chance to literally walk in her shoes or her dresses. There's a section of the store that features items she once wore or kept in her own closet. So, you know, when you've got available weekends, you can go check that out.
Let's go ahead and take this phone call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Hey, maybe we'll check out one of Oprah's moo-moos or something.
There you go. Next time you're in Chicago.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Well, I have another question for
you. Sure.
It happens every year just about this time. People start contemplating purchasing a new computer, whether for themselves and handing down the old one to the kids or to another family member. But there's some huge sales out there, and coming up Black Friday or whatever they want to call it, and getting into December, some huge sales that are going to pop up and make you just drool.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at all these new models and old models and everything, but what advice is there for families? I'm picking up a computer, whether for the kids or for a family or maybe just for extra business. So maybe give us some help before we go out and purchase the wrong thing. What
sure.
do you think?
Well, as I say, one of the things, you know, with the Black Friday, you got to get there. It seems earlier and earlier every year. I was talking to somebody. They said that their, I forget, nephew or cousin, high school age guy, was going to be going out about 2 o'clock on Thanksgiving afternoon.
Yeah.
To get in line. To me, it's not worth it to save the money on those. But and they usually just have a couple of each of those really on sale computers.
Yeah, the ones
I've
that,
never done that. I think Brent did that, got in line early
think,
a couple years
I think
ago,
he
too.
Did. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to ask him if he was one of those guys. But yeah, the ones that are the super, super deals, just beware because there's a very limited number usually. And unless you are one of the first, probably 5 people in line, you might not get one. So, but there are a lot of deals to be had.
As far as brands, too, that's one of the other things to look out for. I don't know what they're going to be having as far as next week, but, you know, some of the brands, as far as in our opinion, probably the 3 top computer brands are Dell, HP, and Apple.
Yep.
And that's not to say that the other ones aren't good. But, you know, some of the other ones like eMachines or Acer, we've seen more problems with those.
Especially on the lower-end models, which are going to be the ones that they're really going to be pushing are sort of the low-end
right.
ones, because those get your attention.
Is there such a thing as maybe a family computer compared to a business computer? And I'll hang up and let other people call.
Sure, sure, no problem. Thanks. Yeah, you know, there is a difference between the family computer and the business computer. A lot of times the family computer will come loaded with things more geared toward photos or music or entertainment. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's got a camera card in the front. Whereas a lot of times the needs of a business are, you know, something that's going to be, you know, they can buy one today and maybe in 3 months they can buy the exact same one. So it's yep. easier for troubleshooting if you have a problem. Or for instance, maybe a 3-year warranty so that if there is a problem, it's warranted. Sometimes that's more important to business.
Yeah, and the other things to think of, too, often for home, depending on, too, the need of the business, but home users want a lot of storage. They're going to archive all their photos. They're going to archive their music. They're going to maybe do a little video on there. A lot of businesses probably don't need, for the average workstation, probably don't need as much storage capacity. Their biggest concern is getting something that's going to be reliable and stable.
A lot of times, too, for a home computer, you'd be looking at either Vista Home Basic, Vista Home Premium, or Vista Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
For a business, typically a business, you're going to be doing Vista Business or Vista Ultimate.
Yeah, and also one of the differences are, again, those media, basically being able to manage media more easily, watching live TV if you get the graphics card. That's
my favorite thing about for home.
Yep.
Recording live TV. I got to fix up my computer yet so I can do that again.
Yep.
Cobbler's children are going barefoot. Yes. Let's go ahead and take another call
really
here.
Need it?
Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah, hey, just to throw a comment in about what you're talking about right now for
sure.
home use. You know, if you are a parent and you're looking at this computer and you know that you got a kid that's a gamer, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Hangs around with kids who are gamers, you are going to need a computer that is going to have dual processors. You're going to need a computer that has Google Plex of memory on that video card.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, Junior is not going to be happy.
Yeah, that low-end system, the $399 special is not going to cut it for gaming.
It will not. And, you know, there, too, something to consider is on some of these lower price systems, they're lower priced because their hard drive space is rather small. Their processor speed, of course, isn't quite as large. But I think the size of that hard drive is critical now because people don't really think about it. They go out and they buy a Canon digital camera, 10, 12 megapixel pictures they're throwing on that hard drive. It doesn't take long to fill those babies up.
Yep, that's true. That is true. The digital media needs, when it's music and photo and even all the new digital camcorders. You know, if digital photos take up a lot of space, digital video takes even more. So, yeah, hard drive space is definitely important.
World of Warcraft, that's going to be the popular one for this Christmas. And you need
there
a
you
nice...
go. You're going to need a video card.
That's
Google
right.
Google Plex of memory. Hey, quick question for you guys.
Sure.
What would you recommend as a good external hard drive, you know, a portable one, which is something a lot of people could consider for those Google Plexes of pictures and video?
Yeah, you know, the thing to remember, again, about that, the external hard drives are great, but the key with that kind of storage, because that stuff is important to you, is having more than one copy of your data. So as much as you need that external drive to put the information on, you also need to have it on the internal one. Or you're going to need to be burning stuff to DVD to archive it, or having two external hard drives and having a copy of it on both. Just because any and every hard drive does fail. Without, you know, it's a rule of thumb. It's going to fail. When? Can't exactly tell you. Generally 3 to 5 years of continuous use. Sometimes it happens sooner, sometimes it happens later. And data recovery is very expensive, and there's no guarantees with it. So, again, having more than one copy is extremely important.
Or you can do even these online backups now. Carbonite for home use is, what, $6 a month?
Something like that.
And they'll give you 2 months free, I think, if you sign up online and pay it all at once. So,
yep.
There are definitely some deals out there. But, yeah, storage, that's definitely one to consider. But, yeah, if you've got kids who want to play video games, yep, you definitely don't want to go for the entry level. And that's not to say the entry level would be great for like Solitaire or some of the free online, sure, like Yahoo
or
games.
Simple or simple email usage, yep, you know, basic web surfing. It's just really when you get into some of the gaming and other multimedia needs that you start really seeing the difference.
You know, I was looking at that World of Warcraft, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
You want
in on it?
I want to try it, but I'm also afraid
you'd
that if I started playing in. That
oh, you'd get sucked
I
in.
I would, you know, it's, that's why.
Speaking
about
of getting,
twice a year, I'll get a new game that just, it for like a couple of weeks, it just,
you
know, man,
I know
it gets
the new
you.
Game that we need to get, okay? It's a new Need for Speed Undercover.
Yeah.
I got the story on the premise. Hey, let's go jump back a second to that. He was looking for external hard drives. Western Digital makes some really great external hard drives. They're, you know, fairly cost effective. They make different lines of them, and often the lines have to do with, one, the performance, and two, the software that's included with it. Some of the higher end ones include software to do automatic full system backup. So things to look for there. If space is a premium, you can get the notebook size drives, or if space is not an issue, you can get the full desktop size into terabyte and above storage capacity. So couple options there, but hey, Need for Speed Undercover, we were talking about the other day. Need for Speed, it's a racing game that's been out for, gosh, probably over 10 years in different revisions. I've been playing it since the first one. I've skipped a lot of the middle ones just because I didn't have any way to play it. But in this economy, many people are finding it hard to find the money to buy a new car. But for the price of a video game, you could put dozens of the hottest cars in the world of your virtual garage. Need for Speed Undercover by EA lets you buy and customize nearly 60 vehicles like the Mercedes-Benz SL65 AMG, the Audi R8, and the yet-to-be-released 2009 Nissan 370Z. In the game itself, players are sought out by a federal agent to go undercover to infiltrate and undermine an international crime syndicate. And that's where all the hot vehicles come in. In order to prove yourself, you need to run a series of errands, which involve burning rubber along speedways while dodging the cops and chasing down the bad guys. Of course, a few cars will emerge unscathed from such driving, and it will show. The game's artificial intelligence shows real-world car damage as you leave fenders, bumpers, and other parts of those expensive rides all over the place. The game's available for Xbox 360, Sony PlayStation 3, as well as the Nintendo Wii, PS2, PlayStation, Portable, and the title's rated T. For teens, or whatever that stands for.
Well, Kev, maybe that'll be on your Christmas
list. NeedForSpeed.com. Check it out.
Although we've been at Macatawa Technologies playing Forza Motorsports on the Xbox.
Yep. It's a fun game. Only after hours, of course.
Of course, only after hours.
Not to take into the business day.
If you're looking for a new phone,
sure,
Kev, there's a new study here.
Yeah, you want to buy me a new phone?
Well, okay. As reported at TechCrunch, the iPhone is twice as reliable as the BlackBerry after 1 year of ownership.
You know, I heard something about that.
Yeah, a new study by the Square Trade finds. Square Trade, which sells extra warranties for cell phones and other devices, looked at the failure rates of 15,000 phones covered under its plans. The malfunction rate for iPhones after 1 year is 5.6%, compared to 11.2% for the BlackBerry, and, Kev, get this, 16.2% for the Trio. So the iPhone is the most reliable of the three most popular as far as failure goes.
Yeah, interesting. I've heard that mixed reviews regarding physical damage, like when you drop it, some of the other phones are a little more robust to dropping.
You know what? I got to say, though, like, I mean, the Trios that we've had, what problems have we had? I'm on my third one, but I don't remember.
You had that issue with your microphone stopped working. it would cut out intermittently.
Oh, right, right.
But you dropped it several times in there.
And... Well, let's put it this way. I did a few punt kicks on that phone. There was one time, you know how you drop something and you just try to kick your foot out to brace catch the fall? It. One time I did like a drop kick on the thing. Everything falls apart. Whoops.
Yep.
But, hey, I had the warranty on that thing. So, I got three phones for about the price of maybe one and a half. So.
You know, they're amazingly robust. I've seen a couple from some sales guys who things were cracked and everything was just broken, but the phone still worked fine. It did everything they wanted it to do, even though there was hardware actually kind of like falling off the phone. So,
can we talk about wireless internet a lot? And a lot of people have passwords on their wireless at home, which is a good idea, or at their business, especially it's a good idea at your business. But now researchers have cracked WPA Wi-Fi encryption. These two researchers have just opened the box on a whole new hacker playground. There was a conference here where they were able to demonstrate. They were able to partially crack the WPA encryption in order to read data being sent from a router to a laptop. To do this, they found a way to break the TKIP key, which is used by WPA, in a relatively short amount of time, 12 to 15 minutes. They have not, however, managed to crack the encryption keys used to secure data that goes from the PC to the router in this particular crack. It's just the starting point.
Oh, boy. Opening the hall door. Now we're going to have to come up with a new standard.
Isn't
more
that
security.
Crazy? You know, we used to tell people, no, your router has a few different types of encryption. WEP, it's good enough if you're just concerned about
somebody just
keeping
casually
the neighbor
hop. Yeah.
You know, WPA.
And it's an older standard.
Yep. So. WPA is good if you're a business or if you're a little bit more concerned at your house. But
and there's WPA too as well, and there's also the AES standard. So. You've got some other options, so. Hey, this is interesting. Microsoft is going to be offering free antivirus software.
Yeah, I had a little story about that.
Oh, you did.
How about that?
Well, they've announced plans to offer free antivirus software. This is kind of on the tails of saying that they're going to abandon the Live OneCare product. And the new software, codenamed Moro, will provide comprehensive protection against malware, viruses, spyware, rootkits, and Trojans. Said it'll be available in the second half of 2009, will be offered at no charge to customers, and will be architectured for a smaller footprint, meaning it doesn't slow your computer down as much.
Hey, so, would you like?
It will discontinue sales of its current software security program, Live OneCare, from June 30, 2009. So we'll see. We'll talk about it as it comes out and see whether this is a decent product or not.
So Microsoft will offer a free antivirus.
It says antivirus, anti-spyware. Right. I mean, it's supposed to be a little more comprehensive. So we'll actually see. I mean, and this is still preliminary as to what features it will actually come with.
One last quick note here leads me into a little quick story about AVG. Virus Scanner has been removing a critical Windows file, causing computers to not boot.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
That was actually about a week or two ago. Yep. So there's an update in one of the support sections on their website. But
so now if you get that update, does it put the file? Oh, it doesn't boot anymore. What are you supposed to do?
Yep.
Yeah, that stinks. So if you have AVG and your computer doesn't boot, that might be why. Anyway, that music means it's the end of another show. Thanks for tuning in today. If you weren't able to catch our show, you can always check out the podcast. Type in WHTC into the Apple iTunes Music Store, and you can listen to us there. If we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. 394-4940 is our number. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 399 East 32nd. That's one block west of the corner of 32nd and 31.
That's right. Well, thanks again, and have a great week.